Well, I mean, listen, there's pressure on every game, but there isn't 3 points at stake, but we still want to go through to the next round. When we're at Cardiff, sometimes they go hand in hand. If you can get results in the League Cup or in the FA Cup, it goes hand in hand with the league game. So, we're looking forward to it. It's another big game for us, and it's another good test for us as well.
How is confidence?
Confidence is fine. The lads have been brilliant. We've got no issues at all. I mean, we've trained well again today. They've even over the last two games, really, you could look at it and say one or two things haven't quite gone for us, one or two things have gone against us. But that's going to happen in football. We had a great start. We've had an 18-game unbeaten run, and then all of a sudden, three or four games haven't quite gone for us. And sometimes that happens. But we have to get back on track as quickly as we can, and we're working hard to do that.
Obviously, the manager has had a lot to say about the last four games defensively. What's your reading been of the situation over the last four?
Well, obviously, we need to do better defensively, we know that, but the biggest thing is we need to try and get a settle back four. We've had one or two injuries at the wrong times, one or two people, suspensions, and it's been difficult for us to get a settle back four, but hopefully now over the next three or four games we might be able to get a settle back four, which would help us big style.
And is it about just getting back to basics?
Yeah, listen, there's an element of that, but there's also an element of us continuing to improve and to try and do what we've come in. We changed the ethos a little bit when we came into the club about playing a bit more, and sometimes you can revert back to type when things aren't quite going for you, and it's important that we maintain our thoughts and our direction.
Six changes at the weekend. The manager obviously is desperate to try and find the right combination, isn't he? He's making changes from one game to the next, which you can understand, but at the same time, it can be disruptive as well, can't it, whilst you're trying to get that winning formula?
Yeah, of course. I mean, nobody wants to go three or four games in a row without getting a point. But, the big thing is we're trying to find the formula, and I'm sure we'll find the formula in due course.
Mm. Some frustration at the weekend. Fans made certain players aware of that, and Jay Bothroyd responded as well on Twitter, and that's got people going a little bit. He had a pop back at those who had a pop at him. Is there a policy here with regards to social networking and what players do on there? Because it is something that the fans have raised before this game that's coming up.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Jay said. I mean, that Dave will sort that out. But I know I'm not sure what our club policy is, but I'm sure that things will be organised and sorted out in due course.
Do you think that's fair, though, that someone like that has had criticism, given he's not had a lot of football before he came here?
Nah, listen, it is difficult. Jay's not had a pre-season as such at QPR, and he's come in, and but it's expectancy. You come from the Premier League, and there's an expectancy from people to see you light the world up, as people would say. But it's going to take time. It will take time for him, and he's big enough and strong enough to deal with the fact that one or two people may have got on his back. But he's big enough and strong enough to deal with that.